Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the 10th of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is The Bible and the Catholic Church. The Holy Spirit is the source of life for the Church. This one source has two aspects, the Bible and the living tradition of trustworthy teaching. This living tradition has been handed down in an unbroken line from the apostles who knew Jesus to the present time. The apostles had heard Jesus preach, witnessed his miracles, and were present at the Last Supper. They had experienced Jesus risen from the dead, and were present in Jerusalem when they were filled with the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. In chapter 2 of the Acts of the Apostles, verses 1 to 36, there is the account of the beginnings of the church. This passage reports that after the ascension of the risen Lord, when the disciples were gathered together on the Jewish feast of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Luke wrote the Acts of the Apostles as well as the gospel that bears his name. We know from careful study that the description of the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost was written in the book of Acts around 50 years after it was reported to have occurred. One story, four gospels. Filled with the Holy Spirit and informed by the living memory of what Jesus did and said, the disciples wanted to share the good news of Jesus Christ. As the disciples told of the words and actions of Jesus, they shaped the way they told the story to suit those who were listening. Somewhat similar to the situation in our own day, in Palestine around the time of Jesus, there were a range of different groups, each with its own way of seeing things and doing things. Imagine you had to tell the same story to four different groups of people. One group is made up of farmers. Another group comprises corporate high flyers. A third group is made up of sports people. The fourth group is made up of young families. To get the same meaning across to these four different groups of people, you need to tell your story in four different ways. In each edition of the story, however, the main events will be the same. But what you emphasize with one group is different to what you might want to highlight with another group. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were all writing the same story to communicate the meaning of the message of Jesus Christ to four different audiences. In session 13, we examine the similarities and differences between the four Gospels and explore some of the reasons. Why were the Gospels written? The first generation of Jewish Christians were made up of those who had known Jesus as he had walked the roads of Palestine with them. These people had also experienced Jesus as Lord, risen from the dead. This generation expected Jesus to return soon in glory and free them from Roman occupation and persecution. However, as members of the first generation began to die, it became clear that it would be good to collect accounts from those who knew Jesus when he was on earth in order to record the stories in an orderly manner in the form of a gospel. Why are there only four gospels? As the church grew, the message of Jesus spread out from Palestine to places around the Mediterranean Sea. Differing accounts of the life and death of Jesus started to circulate. In time, there developed a need to identify which texts were consistent with the teachings of Jesus and the tradition of preaching that had begun with Peter and the other apostles at Pentecost. Inspired by the Holy Spirit and in consultation with the whole Christian community, the bishops, as successors to the apostles, made a judgment that some texts were consistent with the mission and message of Jesus and some texts were not. For the apostles, the Hebrew scriptures formed the religious background in which they made sense of their experience of Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead. In the early period of the church, at special church councils, it was also formally decided that the Old Testament should be added to the writings of the New Testament. Around the middle of the 4th century, the Bible as we know it came into being. Interpreting the Bible. Christ taught his disciples. The disciples handed on this teaching to the next generation of Christians through their preaching and actions. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, wrote the Gospels. God communicates his word through the Bible and tradition. The task of authentically interpreting the Word of God has been entrusted by God through the Pope and the bishops in communion with him. The Catholic Church accepts and venerates as inspired the 46 books of the Old Testament and the 27 books of the New Testament. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button and spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. What is the first thing you think of when you hear the word Bible? Question number two. Have you ever thought of the Bible as a book that you could read or listen to? There are good recorded versions available. And question number three. As you take these thoughts to prayer, think about who you might be able to ask to help you in reading or listening to the stories in the Bible. A film available on DVD that might help to explore the role of the Bible in the Catholic Church is The Book of Eli. Made in 2010, it was directed by Albert Hughes and Alan Hughes and stars Denzel Washington. The Book of Eli is an unusual film. It is set years after the destruction of America in a nuclear war. Some people survive despite the poverty, hunger, and looting and upstarts ruling towns. Eli, played by Denzel Washington, wanders the country with a mission. It is a biblical mission. He has memorized the Bible and is making for a library which still exists so that the books which have been destroyed can be written down again as he dictates them, and the world will be able to draw on the wisdom of the Bible and create communities anew. We conclude this session with a reading from chapter 2 of St. Paul's letter to the Christian community in Philippi. If our life in Christ means anything to you, if love can persuade at all, or the spirit that we have in common, or any tenderness and sympathy, then be united in your convictions and united in your love, with a common purpose and a common mind. That is the one thing which would make me completely happy. There must be no competition among you, no conceit, but everybody is to be self-effacing. Always consider the other person to be better than yourself, so that nobody thinks of his own interests first, but everybody thinks of other people's interests instead.